thanks for joining us in the new year. It's 2024, and we're coming at you not with really a new look or with any new promises. We're going to still offer to offer up the same mediocre prospect that we usually do, with just as much planning and preparedness. But I hope your Christmas and New Year was good, and hope that 2024 brings you all the happiness that you so obviously deserve. My name's Dave. Thanks for joining us here at Once When I Was Cool podcast. Joining me again is my offsider, Wee. How are you, Wee? Happy New Year.
Thanks, Dave. Happy New Year to you. And, you know, you're saying mediocre. I think if we even strive for that, that would be awesome.
Yeah, yes.
for us and everyone else. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, look,
reach for the stars, hope for the moon.
Yeah, and maybe if we just get off the ground, that'd be great. So from me, as well as what you said, I just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. And, you know, thanks for your support over the years. And we hope to put out the same dodgy and, I mean, same quality.
Mm.
Quality in air quotes. You can't see me, but I'm air quoting. Same quality that delivery as we normally do.
Absolutely. There you go. I've said it. I've
started
off the new year.
Booyah.
So we are actually recording on New Year's Eve. It's sort of mid-afternoon on the 31st of December, but we're going to go on and talk. Well, I guess we may as well kick off. Once when I was cool, we used to celebrate New Year's Eve, but I have to say I haven't been out to celebrate a New Year's Eve or even rung in the new year. I stayed up to even till midnight for many a year.
No, I have to admit I'm pretty much the same, and I have to say, although last year I did stay up, but that was we were at some friend's place up on the north coast of up north of Brisbane at Bribie Island, and we were up there. But yeah, this was our first New Year's that we sort of sat up until as soon as that rang in, I was in bed. But mate, I have worked plenty. I have slept through plenty. I've gone out for plenty too and celebrated plenty, but I've celebrated two in 1 year. So, because of where I used to live, and I'll go into that in a minute.
Yep. Okay. Yep. And what about Christmas? And we're just getting out of the festive season. How's your Christmas?
Oh, Christmas was everything that I expected it to be. So it was awesome. My wife worked. I was at home with the dog for most of the day. Two of the three kids dropped in because one is in Antarctica. So he had a white Christmas, and we had an absolutely sweltering, massive storms, destructive storms here up in Brisbane in Queensland. And, you know, lots of people are still without power, won't have power till at least early January. So a lot of destruction up this way. I think the storms claimed 11 lives, which was unprecedented, really. It's just crazy. So, but, yeah, aside from that, Christmas was pretty quiet. Went up and seen a really good friend of mine. You know him as well. He's a medical professional as well. And we went and he had this great spread. And because I was by myself, because the wife is at work, he offered me up there. And so I went over there.
Took pity on you.
Yeah, as most people do.
Mm. And were you their Christmas charity case where they invite their poor friend around to poor lonely friend over to enjoy the Christmas cheer?
They said, can you wear some street clothes over so people think we're looking after hobos?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, can you wear some butler clothes over because we've got a party on. We need someone to serve drinks.
Well, there is that as well. So, no, it was great. And then we played a couple of games. And then when the wife finished, she came her work, she came pick me up. So in our profession, as you know, holidays, weekends,
24/7,
it's a lifestyle really, because we don't get weekends off and holidays and that. It's more of a lifestyle. So
yeah.
Anyway, it's all good.
Good.
What about you, your crew?
Well, yeah, Tammy did the same. She was overseas last year. She had to go back to the UK where her father was unwell. So she was away for Christmas and New Year last year, but she was here this year, but managed to work both the night before and the night of Christmas Day. So we went over to the neighbor's place, had some breakfast with them, which was very kind of them. And we then went to, came back over, opened presents with, Delilah. And yeah, every year I still seem to be amazed at for only the three of us, how many presents and how many things we end up buying for each other. That and always stuff we don't need, but it's always a nice thing to do. Tammy slept for most of the day, and I think Delilah and I sat on the lounge and watched I think we watched The Nun, the horror film. I don't know, we've watched
Oh,
that
yeah.
recently. And then we had dinner when Tammy got up just before she went to work, and then Delilah went to the boyfriend's place, and I sort of sat here and I think I watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine or some cricket or something like that, and then went to bed. And yeah, it was, look, it was a good day. It was, for me, it was nice. I didn't have to work, which was good. I know my colleagues at the local emergency department that I work at sometimes certainly had a pretty rough day, and I know Tammy had a little bit of sadness. She works with the preemie babies, but overall, it was, for us, it was a nice day, nice quiet one. Actually, quite enjoyed it. It was good to have some time off, and yeah, roll on New Year before we get back to normality again.
Well, I'm already back into normality, mate. I went back to work the week before Christmas, and technically, I've only had the public holidays off, and I've been back at work. So, and I have to say, it's just like any other day. It's no real change for us in where I am, and but I don't have to worry about taking down any Christmas trees or
Oh,
any
okay.
decorations. We didn't have any,
Yeah,
which
no,
is great.
we've still got them up, and we
I can see them. I'm disappointed in you.
we ask Tammy every year, come the day after Christmas, can we take him down? And she gives us this look. So last year when she wasn't here, I think Delilah and I had it down on the 28th or something like that after all of my family had gone home. But yeah, so tell me then,
And
Weed.
hang on. Remember in our Christmas episode, we were talking about what's going to come out the next day after Christmas.
Hot cross
Can I
buns.
tell you? They did.
Yep, hot cross buns, lint Easter rabbits, and little carrots. And then Delilah and I are at the shops this morning, and because Tammy's working again tonight, we're at the shops this morning, and Valentine's Day stuff was out as well. Yeah, no,
Valentine's Day,
ne yeah,
that's not a real holiday.
never understood it myself, but it's for some of the young love out there and people it means stuff to. But anyway, that's another episode I can be miserable about
Oh,
in
me
another month
too.
or so's time. But tell me, do you remember when you used to always try and work Christmas so that you could have New Year off?
Yeah, because you had to either work one or the other.
One of the things about nursing is you get one or the other off, but very rarely do you get both. And so when we were young whippersnappers going to the pub and love the nightlife, it was always about making sure that you work some stage at Christmas so that then you could have New Year's off. And I have to say, in my typical way, the New Year's that I used to always have off, and I used to take most of them off when I could, never really ended up being as exciting and as hopeful as I had hoped. I remember where I lived in Sydney every year. It was a pretty safe part of Sydney at the time, one of the eastern suburbs down near the beach. But the 3 years that I was there, every night, every year we'd go out to the same place, the local pub down there. It was always packed. But every year, without fail, someone would get stabbed.
Nice by you or just
No,
by
not me. Gosh, no. You know me, mate.
yeah, you're a lover, not a fighter.
Well,
No, look,
not much good at either of them, to be perfectly honest, but
fair call. The that's the biggest issue I've got is going out is people. It's the crowds. It's I've went to I've done a New Year's in Sydney, and we with my wife and again some friends of ours, and we just watched it all from the room and had it on TV so we could hear it, but we could see the harbour. It was great. It was really good. But the crowds, we could see down in the crowds. They were just like ants. I'm thinking that'd be the worst thing about it. I mean, it looked great, but the worst thing about it was getting home.
Yeah,
So,
absolutely. I understand completely. They're getting home, even in Hobart here, where the population's not that great. We live, what do we live about 20, 25
25.
miles, 35 kilometers out of town, out of Hobart. We are in the rural sort of area, but even getting home here is just difficult at the best of times. And you want to get a cab or an Uber or something like that, it's expensive. And so yeah, it's really a challenging. So and I'm not a big fan of crowds at the best of times. But I must admit, I do enjoy fireworks and I do enjoy being able to watch the fireworks go, but I don't really feel I need to be a part of the crowd to see that. I'd prefer to see them live than watch them on television as well. I can't really do that much.
I was just going to say, you get to see more on, you get to see more on TV, than what you do when you're stuck in your one spot. Although it's the atmosphere, and I get it, and I do like being around. We did Riverfire this year, and we were in prime spot. It was amazing. We were at Customs House on the river there.
Oh,
It was
okay.
amazing.
Do you remember when they used to have the jet fighters come along
Oh,
and
yeah.
drop fuel out the back? What they call that, afterburners or something
Afterburning.
like that?
They had the
And the heat that
afterburners.
had come off them, they were, and they were a good fair way away. But mate, they'd hit that and just keep going. So River Fire's a festival in Brisbane in September, is it? In September? Yeah, so it's a big thing and they do a lot of fireworks and things there. But Brisbane's fireworks tonight will be pretty good
That'd be awesome.
if
And
the storm doesn't clean them up.
well, it's I'm just looking I'm looking out the window as we're recording this, and it's I took Dave outside not long ago just to show him how green the grass was, and I only cut it last week, and how much it had grown. And it was bright outside, but it's actually getting dark now because it's going to storm again. So I just hope everyone's okay and has a safe one. So, but the biggest what I find is I also used to love working Christmas, same as you, and I've got photos of our kids with us. We're working Christmas, and we're one of us are in our uniform. There's always one of us in our uniform. So, and then you're right. You go by the time you get to New Year's, it's like I don't really care. It's just going to be another day, and it's going to be too hard. And it's usually fairly hot, and I know we're whinging about that. And there are people in negative 40 degrees, but it's
Say good day to
just the way it
Stacey.
is. Yep. Hello, Stacey. Happy New Year. I will probably be awake just because I am anyway. It's not that I'll stay up special for
So
it,
tell
but.
me, what's have you had good in those times that you used to go out? Can you remember which was the best one you went to?
We used to have fireworks up at the local showgrounds
Oh yeah.
when out in the country where I live. So that was always pretty good. And you're talking about people getting stabbed. There was no stabs, but the fights, it was
Yeah.
great. I think everyone just
Good old
saved it all.
country towns, yeah.
Yes, saved it up for a year, and then just everyone didn't want to fight before Christmas. Now it's after Christmas. There's a long way before Christmas again. It was like everyone was have at it. It was girls fighting, dudes fighting. Oh, it was great. Girls fighting dudes. It's just.
I remember probably the best one I went to, and was one again. I didn't drink that much. I never seemed to drink a lot on New Year's Eve. I don't know why, but never really got too blind drunk. But I was out at Byron Bay with my girlfriend at the time, and it was just the two of us. And we had met up with a friend that I went to uni with, or something like that, and his girlfriend, and they disappeared. So we were just wandering through, and just getting a drink. And Byron Bay, for those of you who aren't aware of what Byron Bay is, it's the most easterly point of Australia, and there's a little town there that's pretty popular with the alternative people and the hippies and the surfers, and now the rich and powerful are sort of living, got houses there as well. A lot of Hollywood actors have bought up places there, and it is a beautiful place. It's just, for my mind, I grew up near there, so it's a little bit overrated. But anyway, we were there one night and it was pretty packed, which, looking back at it now, it probably wasn't, but it was pretty full on. And in the main street, there's a big roundabout there, and it was sort of the main junction in town. And as we were walking in, we're walking in, the crowd wasn't too thick, but someone just like hits my girlfriend's shoulder as they're running through, like sprinting. This guy was sprinting so as fast as his legs could carry him. And I was about to say, well, it wouldn't have mattered what I said. He was already gone by the time I realized what happened. But she went, oh. And anyway, after that, three bikers came through with their leathers on and their patches, and they were all chasing him and they were swearing him. So he'd obviously done something to upset them. Anyway, I didn't see him again, but there were ambulances around from time to time, so we would have seen it. And then as it came into midnight, this roundabout was completely jam-packed. And there were people stage diving off the rooftops of the awnings out the front of the shops, and they were stage diving into the crowds below. And then, you know, the signs that stand on the corner, like the giveaway signs and the roundabouts, there were people swinging off them and ripping them up out of the ground and throwing them. And it was tremendous. It was such good fun.
That's awesome.
But Byron Bay's become very gentrified since then. Another time I remember going to see a band on New Year's Eve, which was very grown up for me. I mean, well, I think we went to the local RSL club or something like that and went and saw somebody. And yeah, no, all these sorts. I never did all of these mad sort of things that people got into, but I enjoyed them at the time.
Yeah. No, it's, I used to do a double New Year's. So where we lived on the border of Queensland, New South Wales. New South Wales had daylight savings. You'd be down there. It'd take you 45 minutes to drive up to where they used to be in the Civic Centre, which was the big Civic Centre, and it'd be like a
like
disco
a town
and
hall
stuff.
Sort of thing.
Town hall. Many a night I've gotten myself into big trouble being there. But anyway, we would drive from Tenorfield, have New Year, stay there for 5 minutes,
in New South Wales.
In New South Wales, and then jump in the vehicle, race on up, and then have another New Year's.
Yeah, because Queensland doesn't have daylight savings, so it was an hour behind. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so we have two, and a lot of people sort of tried to do that, but they'd get caught up. They'd have too many drinks. So we had to make sure one person didn't drink so we could do the run-up. But usually it was cars full of messy people in there. Mm. So there's vomit out the windows as they're going and driving. It's amazing. And you pull up, and there was nowhere really to park, but you'd pull up anywhere you could. The local park was near there, so you just pull up in the local park, run across, try and get in. They'd try and stop you because they know you were a little bit too inebriated. You'd work your way in, and then it was just have at it for the rest of the night. And then usually at 1 o'clock it was, or 2 o'clock, it was closed down. It was not like the cities. Usually, by 1 o'clock, everything was starting to close down. So you did all this mad dash and driving and having to catch up if you were the driver. As soon as you get out, you know, you're shotgunning the UDL cans back in the day. You know, shotting a couple of them as you're running across to get in. So, and then it was just catch up.
You know, you say staying up until 1 or 2 in the morning now, and I have to tell you that fills me with a little bit of a sense of dread and panic. Is just that still be drinking at that time of the morning and not home in bed tucked up. And I, you know, I still do the occasional night shift here and there, and it doesn't really seem to bother me. But still being out and trying to celebrate and do all these sorts of things at that time at my age now, it just really, sort of rattles my nerves a little bit, I guess.
Are you prefer the 9 o'clock, be there for the 9 o'clock fireworks, the early fireworks, finish doing what you're doing, then go home?
When I said I like fireworks, I also like being at home. So I'm not really that fussed by being there for any of them anymore. So I nowadays just don't really bother with either of them.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm. I can honestly say my wife wants to go in and do the city 1 year. She keeps saying that. She's been saying that for many years, and I'm going to have to give up one day and go in there and so stay somewhere for it. But I keep forgetting on purpose, again, air quotes, I don't get it. And look, you know, New Year's was a great, it's out with the old, in with the new. I just look at it as just another day. It's just the start of another calendar year. Another thing is, you know, if you're on any sort of social media, people start filling it up with what their New Year's resolutions are going to be.
I was going to try
So
and
that's
move
our
my way
next.
to it. That was a good segue, mate. I'm glad
Yeah,
you
it
did
was,
that.
mate. Thanks. Do you like how I did that? I should have done that through. I was going to do it through interpretive dance, but the viewer wouldn't have been able to see it. So,
No. Oh, well, they would have heard it.
and yeah, they would have because there's the crying of it. But yeah, the New Year's resolutions does my head in. I don't have a new. I never have a New Year's resolution. If I can't do, if I want to do something, if I want to lose weight, I'll lose weight when I want to lose weight. If I want to stop, if I want to be nicer, I'll be nicer on my own terms. Doesn't have to kick start at the 1st of January.
It's like the going to the gym and going to get fitter. It's always these things. It's always, to me, seem to be giving something up or moving away from something, or, going to give up chocolate, or I'm not going to drink coffee, or I'm going to do all these sorts of things that you obviously enjoy, and you obviously and have some little guilt there because the latest, weekly magazine or whatever's told you not to do it back in the day. Now it's all social media. Why you never hear of anybody say, I'm going to put on 50 kilos this year. I'm going to increase my cholesterol. I'm going to, have a good time. It's all about these things to sort of make you look more beautiful, or it's rather than I'm just going to be healthy. It's I'm going to do this and do that and do those sorts of things. Whereas, why doesn't anybody ever say, I'm going to burn
I'm
out
going to be
through.
more miserable.
Yeah, I'm going to
That's
be
what
more
I'm going to.
miserable. I'm going to steal six cars and burn them all out in the main street. Or, we don't recommend crimes to
Oh, we
anybody.
don't condone it.
No, not at all. But you never see people say these sorts of things. I'm gonna get, a new cat or something like that. It's never anything like that. So, gonna try and fart more.
It's always a negative, and it's trying to turn a negative into a positive. Now, to me, why would you do that a week after you've just been gorging out on seafood and cake and all of that sort of stuff? Leave it for the 1st of February. Just have an extra month of doing it.
What about I'm not going to celebrate Valentine's Day this year, no matter who I'm with.
I don't anyway.
I'm
I have found cards that my wife has written out on the off chance that I give her one.
oh,
I found
okay.
them
Give her
stashed.
one. No, well, rip them up and then give her one, or cross your names out, cross your name out at the top, and put hers in, and switch your names around, and then hand her one of those cards. See what she does.
I'll put a different person's name in it and
Yes.
give it to her.
No, she knows.
You are the light of my life.
Yeah. Dear dot dot dot.
Yes, you are the light of my life. I cannot live without you. And I'll just put, oh, sorry, that's not for you, for someone else. No, I found that. Oh, it's funny. Every now and then I'll just go, yeah, happy Valentine's.
It's just amazing. I stopped long, long time ago trying to do all these self-improvement
Yeah, we can tell.
New Year's resolutions. Well, you can't improve on perfect, mate. But no, it's just like, I guess I'm kind of like you, is that pledging to go on yet another failed diet this time of the year doesn't really work for me. Yeah, so I don't know. Do any of you have New Year's resolutions, listener? Let us know. Once was cool podcast at gmail.com. Oh, on that note, we'll come back to resolutions in a moment, unless you're finished with them now. But I was going to do a bit of a wrap up of just the general wrap up of emails that we've gotten in the last month.
Oh, I didn't even know we did.
We didn't. That was the wrap up.
Right.
Yet again, none. It's like our sponsors. Quick word from our sponsors. Right, let's get back to it.
Crickets, crickets, crickets.
Yes, that's exactly right. So, once was cool podcast at gmail.com. If you want to buck the trend and make it worse, make it better for us, we're more than happy to read them out. But yeah, look, I've given up a while ago on doing any, New Year's resolutions. It's just something else that leads me to disappointing myself more than anything else.
Well, I think I know how lazy I am. I absolutely know it. And, I keep getting told by my wife, I need to lose weight. You need to lose weight. You need to get rid of that beard. You need this, you need that. It's like she needs a new model, which is fine. And that's cool. Admittedly, I am starting to get a bit uncomfortable in the belly. It's when you can't bend over to do your shoes up properly. You start looking. But that's only just for comfort. It's not for my health. Like everyone knows, I've got a brand new heart. So, I've got another 50 years.
Gotta
That
run that one down as well.
that one lasted me 49, and then I got it re-machined. So even if I get three quarters of that, I'm looking at about another 30 years. Sweet as.
Deal with it. Deal with it in 29 years, you reckon?
So I look at it that way. I think, and I look at I look at my wife. She's just now just talking about arthritis, how she thinks she's got arthritis, and I'm like, we're now starting to get old people's ailments in
Oh,
terms of,
yeah.
I mean, I know I've got the heart issues and stuff like that, but when you move into the terms of arthritis, and that she tried to point at something the other day, and she had to do the whole movement where she had to move her whole body to point to it because her arm, her shoulder's really sore at the moment. And then I'm looking at her laughing, going, whereabouts was it? Trying to get her to point again, little Gumby and stuff.
Yeah, I know that's the joys, as you know, once you get blood pressure and gout problems, you know that your age is getting up there, and that's been me for a couple of years now.
I keep telling her that you've got gout. I said that how you two were like twins.
Well, she got
So,
gout.
I don't know, but she's got pain in her thumbs and in her big toes. I said, oh, that's gout. But she's got gout as well anyway, because every time I go near her, she's like, gout, gout.
Badunch.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. No. It's all good fun. So yes. Anyway. So
Anyway.
what's in store for you for 2024, mate?
Well, I just want to, just go through and have a just a normal year. It'll be 12 months coming up since my mum passed. So, that's early in the year. So after that, I'm heading, everything will be good after that.
So you plan on being miserable for the first part of the year?
I'm always miserable. I'm more miserable now than I have ever been.
Welcome to 50. Yeah.
I had a patient the other day who tipped over a century, and they were over a century, and they said that they're a bit miserable. And I said they can do what they want after that age. I said if they want to get up and punch someone, they're allowed
Yeah, absolutely.
to.
Definitely they can.
They get a free pass on that. I just think, I'm just going to be another normal year. Do what I'm told by the wife. Come down, visit you a couple of times, take some holidays,
Nice.
make sure I don't have another heart attack. It's always going to be good. What about you? Anything spectacular? Not blow up any engines in your cars.
Oh
That'll be a
God.
start.
No, I'll try and not do that. And three of the five cars in our household are now undrivable just with different problems. But anyway, that's the way it goes. I guess for me, probably 2024 is to slowly move a little bit more towards my hermit life, care less about what other people think, and just get things done more than anything else. I guess getting a little bit deep and sentimental. I've been working, trying for a lot for the last couple of years, just to become more of a the man of my word type thing. So if I say I'm going to do something, then I will do it. I managed to do it for a few years, and then sort of got away when things got a bit tough. So probably try to get back into that, but yeah, just keep my head down and soldier on more than anything else. Yeah, so yeah, but as I say, heading towards that hermit life, just keeping in touch with my friends here, my friends through the internet, who come and listen every week. Maybe one day we'll unveil our real names for them as well. Probably not though.
Probably not. They
Yes.
probably know him anyway.
Yes. Yeah, so
All
yes, but
right.
but back into that, I guess, I mean, from our listener, if we've got anything that you'd like to hear us talk about. I remember Sean in Texas there has given us something,
Music.
well, yeah, learning
Instruments.
instruments, learning to
Instruments.
play instruments, and I've got a lot of instruments that I'm still learning to handle. Don't handle me instruments often enough, but sort of moving forward from there. But we've got a few more things lined up, and I guess we'll go. We've got a a few guest people that we want to have. I'd still like to get into Indiana Jones and Star Wars and those sorts of things as well. So a few more topics that we'd like to get into. Touch back base with Crystal and Stacey and see where they're at as well. Their episodes are always usually good fun.
Oh, Stacey's just full of the she's got so
Oh
much
man.
knowledge. That woman, she's amazing.
It's
So
unbelievable, isn't it?
I mean, it's not hard to put us to shame, but like,
No,
you know,
you, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
she's
So,
amazing.
absolutely, she is. I mean, I've been saying abs. I think that's about the fifth absolutely I've done.
I know.
I wouldn't suggest anyone goes back and listen to this rubbish to see how many it's been. But I've been through a few more than I expected. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All
All
right.
right. All right, mate. Well, on that note, stay safe in the storms up there.
Yep.
Thanks again to everyone. Thanks for sticking with us through the years. We're always only a week or so away, or a topic or so away from complete collapse again. But we'll try and keep going as best we can. But thanks for your patronage. Thanks for your downloads. Thanks for sharing with a friend. And have a happy 2024. Try and stay safe. Hope your Christmas was good. And we will catch up with you soon.
Bye-bye.